No one wants to be wrong. And it's hard to accept criticism. But if you were given the option, would you rather be wrong and not know it? Or be painfully aware that you're wrong with the possibility to change? Well, as Catholics, our answer to that question should be the latter rather than the former. We should always desire to be better, even if that means that we can't keep doing what we're doing. Blessed John Henry Newman, the famous convert to the Catholic faith, who, God willing, might be canonized later this year, said it perfectly. To live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. To live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. But it can be hard to hear that you're wrong, that you need to change, especially when you hear it from someone close to you, or especially when you thought you were the one that had it all right. Those were the very things that upset the people of Nazareth. These were the Jews who were already picked to be the ones to bring forth the Savior. They had 2,000 years to get ready. So for Jesus, one of their own, to tell them, "You don't have it right," really stung. So what exactly did Jesus say that switched them from the beginning of the gospel? All were amazed at his gracious words. To the end, they were all filled with fury. Well, Jesus makes two references to Old Testament stories in the gospel today. And it helps to know a little bit about the stories, so we can understand why the people of Nazareth were so upset when they heard them. The first is about Elijah the prophet helping a widow at Zarephath who is suffering during the famine. And the second is about Elisha the prophet helping Naaman, who is suffering from leprosy. What do those two stories have in common? Well, there were lots of Jews who were suffering from the famine, but God sent Elijah to someone who was not a Jew. And there were lots of Jews who were suffering from leprosy, but God sent Elisha the prophet to someone who was not a Jew. Jesus used two examples of God sending his prophets to non-Jews instead of Jews. So when Jesus chooses these two references to tell the people of Nazareth, he's explaining that he didn't come just to save them. He came to save all. And even worse, some of the others are more ready to receive him than they were. Again, there are two things that made this rebuke so painful. Part of what hurt is that it was coming from someone so close. It was Jesus, one of their own, who was calling them to something better. Last week, I was visiting with a parent who was reading the readings to get ready for this weekend, which is a great thing for all of us to do. And she said, "Father, right now, my own home is the most difficult place to handle. Other kids will listen to me before my kids will listen to me." Or have you ever been part of an intervention with someone who is trapped in an addiction? Oftentimes alcohol, but it could be pornography, drugs, or something else. Usually, the closer the relationship is, a spouse, a parent, a best friend, the more difficult it is to intervene, and the more likely that one will be rejected. But the other part that stung is that the people of Nazareth thought that they were the ones who had it all. Well, they didn't need to be corrected. They should be correcting others. Or so they thought. You know, it's one thing for me to tell a third grader not to chew gum in church. It would be another thing for me to tell an adult not to chew gum in church. And yet another thing if that adult was my sister. Heaven forbid that the people of Nazareth could learn something from the very people they were supposed to teach. Does it hurt our pride as a Catholic Church to see our Jehovah's Witnesses, brothers and sisters, dress far nicer for their service than we do for ours? Or that our evangelical brothers and sisters embrace tithing and observe the Lord's Day with their retail businesses or whatnot? How grateful we are that God has given us the fullness of the truth. But it doesn't mean that we can't learn from others. Sometimes I'm like those in Nazareth. Don't tell me what I don't want to hear, but what I know I need to hear. In those moments, I should return to Cardinal Newman's words. To live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often.